Radio Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
People, hello you, you and you. I think that's my introduction every time I'm here. It's another beautiful day and it's Posh Pit Couch with Shay Oluwasogo. How are you guys doing today? It's a beautiful day today for being myself because I have a special guest, as you guys always know. If it's not me, then I'm with someone. So today we have someone. Let's do a quick recap about last week. We had Patrick on the show last week. I think that's my most viral show so far because it was a very interesting one. Patrick came here and expressed himself. The topic was masculinity, sex, and the consequences. Patrick spoke about the consequences of having 9 kids with 7 different women. And though he's living in his element and he's happy, but at the same time, he expressed and told us what he had to go through for him to get to where he is currently now, his mental health, how he had to struggle to manage all the kids and his finances. So for everything we do in life, there's always consequences. But then the good thing is we can always make it positive. And because a downfall of a man is not the end of his life. And even the Bible says a man shall fall 7 times. Oh, and then he shall rise up 8 times or 6 times, rise up 7 times. Well, the whole point is you cannot afford to stay on the floor. When life kicks you, you know what? You get back up. And that's what we spoke about last week. So that was a very good show. I had something to learn on that show also last week. And today, we have another entirely very sensitive topic we'll be dealing with today. I'm sure you guys already saw my flyer and you're already looking forward to the topic that we've got for you today. So before we go deep normally, we're going to do our first song. And you know what? I don't like trend, but this week or this outgoing week has been, well, for the past few weeks now, it's been brewing between Lagbaja and Whiskey, I'm sorry, between Fela Nikolapo, legend, rest in peace, and Whiskey. And last week, I think Lagbaja was, I mean, why do I keep saying Lagbaja? Fela was given an award at Grammys. It's a lifetime award from Grammy to honor as the founder of Afrobeat. And so today I'm gonna play Fela's song for you guys, and then I'm gonna play Whiskey's song for you also. There's no comparison for me. Fela still on his own, and Whiskey also in his own league. So this first song we're gonna listen today is by Fela Nikolapo, and it's called Gentleman. Because I'm a gentleman, I have a guest who's a gentleman, but we're not fools. So let's start with Gentleman, and then we go into the show, and I'll see you in a minute.
I know be gentleman at all. I know be gentleman at all. I know be gentleman at all. Happy Africa man, original. Happy Africa man, original.
I no be gentleman at all.
Them call you, make you can chop. You chop small. You say you belly full.
You say you be gentleman.
You go hungry. You go so far. You go quench.
Me, I no be gentleman.
Happy Africa man, original.
And I be gentleman at all.
Happy Africa man, original.
And I be gentleman at all.
Happy Africa man, original.
And I be gentleman at all.
You dey go your way, the judge way. Somebody come bring original trouble. You no talk. You know what? You say you be gentleman. You go so far. You go tired. You go quench.
Me, I no be gentleman like that.
I no be gentleman at all.
I be Africa man, original.
I no be gentleman at all.
I be Africa man, original.
I no be gentleman at all.
Africa hot, I like I'm so. I know what who we are, but my friends don't know. He put in socks, he put in shoe, he put in pant, he put in singlet, he put in trouser, he put in shirt, he put in tie, he put in coat. He come cover all with in heart. He be gentleman, he go sweat all over. He go faint right down. He go smell like shit.
He go peaceful, body, he not gonna know. I no be gentleman like that.
I be gentleman at all.
I be African man original.
Yes, I be African man original. Yes, but I'm a gentleman. Definitely, I'm sure people can testify to that, including my producer, because it's smiling there. Right. So let me introduce my guest. His name is Sam, popularly known as African Lad. African Lad is a young man from Cameroon, and he's been in this country for a very long time. So you're gonna hear some British accent today. He's a nice guy. He reached out to me and he said he needs to tell his own story, and I love that, because that's why we created Posh Speak Couch. For men who are vulnerable, for men who actually want to talk, because you guys claim men don't talk, because men go through a lot. So African Lad is here, and I'm going to go straight and ask him, how are you, brother?
First of all, thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for inviting me to this radio station. I'm good actually. I'm good. I'm really happy. I love the energy. I'm proud. I'm glad to be here.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. So people call you African Lad.
Yeah.
So tell us, how do you come about this name African Lad? I love it because it shows some kind of identity.
You know what? I came over into this country quite young. I'm actually adopted by a white man. That's why I've got this accent. My mum kind of got married to an Englishman, and we all got brought over. I came quite young. That's where the accent comes from. The African Lad, it came about because I didn't actually end up going back to Africa until 2016. I was 21, 22 by then. And I'd lost all the culture in me, everything in me.
Right.
So I thought African, and the lad part is an English saying.
That's right.
Lad, because I know a lot of Africans struggle, lad. The way they say it, yeah.
Yeah.
So the lad is an English word, and obviously
the African. Just for a man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's why I kind of joined it, and I'm a lad as well. So
That's good. I love the concept. I love the concept because it shows who you are as a black man, and that should also show that you're a lad, like you say, which is the British side of you.
Thank you.
Bringing them together so they give an identity.
That's it.
I actually love that. That's a good one. Apart from the name, tell us who is Sam. Who is Sam?
I'm a bubbly guy, spontaneous. I mean, just like over this weekend, it was quite crazy. We had an event on with all the content creators around Manchester. We had a wedding as well. Last night, we had a party in Liverpool. And then just literally today as well, we shut down Liverpool again. In the middle of Liverpool, we did some DJing. And then I came here. So I've still got the energy. Come on. That's the type of person I am.
I love the energy. The topic today is actually the impact of mental health in a broken home.
Mm.
Or let's say the mental health impact on a broken home. And that's a very, you and I come up with this topic when we spoke.
We
said, okay, let's give it this title so we know this is what we're actually talking about today. And I want it to be comfortable.
Mm.
This is me and you on a couch, just having a chat as a man to man. And so we're going to go straight into it. What's broken home to you? What can you define as a broken home?
For me, it goes quite deep, to be honest, because I will say I try and hide it in this day and age that we live in, because we were told as men we need to be tough, tough. I'm very expressive.
That's
like
good.
If I feel it some type of way, I'll let you know how I feel. A broken home to me is mainly no mom and dad in between.
Right.
Yeah. Together in the same household.
In the same household.
Yeah.
Right. Because while preparing for this topic, I realized that broken home doesn't actually mean the parents are not together.
Mm.
You can actually be together and the home is broken.
Mm. Mm. Mm.
The communication is gone.
Mm-hmm.
There's separation already in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So, but physical broken home is what we're actually speaking about today.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean people that has a broken home already, that's living together like a housemate.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot of people do that. For some reason,
mm-hmm.
they live together. But today we're talking about the physical broken home where the father and the mother are actually not together.
That's it.
And what impact does that have on you as a person? Because I feel like you have more to say, especially coming from an adopted home.
I don't know where to start, really. Being young, I've basically been thrown all over the place. Where can I start? I've never known a mom and dad in the same household, so I don't know what that feels like. When I say I've had my stepdad and my mom on my side and stuff like that, but I've never had that mom and dad in my life. And what's been happening for the longest amount of times as well is my mom and dad have constantly been fighting over me. If I do something on one side, it's an issue. If I do something on another, on my mom's side, it's an issue. So they don't seem to realize the effect it's having on me.
You as a child.
As a child. Mm-hmm. Even though I'm this age now, you might say, I shouldn't be like that. I should be a man about it. But it's something that I've been carrying for
since
I was young.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Mm. And one fact is there's child trauma. Mm. And when it's actually there, even though you might have outgrown it, but you can't, because there's going to be a trigger. And when that trigger hits, and then you're all over everywhere. So I kind of can empathize with actually what you're meant by it. And I'm happy to tell you I'm actually from a broken home.
Dang. And you're doing well for yourself, dude.
I will tell you that, yes, my dad and mom separated.
Dang.
And I luckily live with my mom. Mm. And we all have this impact in our life when our father is still in our life.
Mm.
But now, one thing I always say is there's no excuse because you as a man has to rebuild yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. A lot of people also have both their parents in their life but still do not turn out good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you've got to do some work yourself. So we can't not always pass all the blame on our parents or the broken home. But that's a topic for another day.
Mm.
Today, we're actually focusing on the impact that it has on us as child and also parents who are going through the party as on them, because most of the time we focus on the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, the parents also go through a lot because their child is not with them.
Yeah.
Or because some even deny it. They don't have access because the partner don't want them to have an access. There's a lot of reason why a lot of things that people go through when a home is broken. Mm. And that takes me to the next question with you. So when you spoke about broken ways, you told us about your childhood.
Mm.
You grew up in a home where you do not have your parents together.
Mm-hmm.
And now, currently, I believe you're a father now, you told me.
Oh, I'm a father, yeah. I'm not going to say of how many kids, first of all, but yeah, I've got enough, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
So you're a father. Mm. And so are you now going through exactly what you went through as a child currently? Are you with your partner? What is your state of relationship right now with your baby mama? Or, I don't know, you tell me.
That one, yeah. I'm at a point where my baby mom, my ex, has made it extremely difficult for me to see my kids.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So you're not together at the moment?
We're not together. Not with my ex, yeah. But I'm with someone else at the minute, yeah. Okay. Which I'm extremely happy with, yeah.
Okay. We get to that part. Let's uncover the current, the situation with your ex. So when you say you're not together, were you guys together before you have the kids, or it just happened? What was the story?
If I was to be honest, we were going through. We started quite young. We came over into Manchester around the same time. We met in college, love at first sight and whatnot. I must say as well, my ex is Pakistani, so. As a black man, Pakistani mixing with, or Christian man mixing with a Muslim girl, it's unheard of.
That's taking us to another angle of a topic again.
Yeah, or is it? All right.
So go on.
It's never been easy. I was never accepted by her side of the family and whatnot. Between me and her, we had about our first son when. But then, if I'm correct, I think we had him because we were falling out of love at first, and we thought maybe having this child would bring us together.
Back. Right. Okay.
Or make us last longer.
Okay.
Yeah. If I'm correct, it's been that long that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. And that's a hit and miss.
Mm.
Some people have tried that method and it works.
Mm.
Some people have tried it doesn't work.
Mm.
So with your own case now, you feel like that did not work.
Mm.
Thinking if you guys have a kids together, maybe that might bring the love together. That didn't work for you.
It felt like it was working at first. Right.
So what changes?
Where can I start? Like we went through a lot, obviously, with the family. The pressure of, first of all, the pressure of family not agreeing with your relationship. Psychologically, it weighs a lot.
Right,
on you,
definitely.
And I seen the pain that she was going through, and personally, I couldn't keep living with that. So I kind of pushed her back towards her family because I felt like that was the right thing to do.
That's the right thing to do. And how does that affect you mentally as a person?
As a person, I know if I fall, the way that like I said, the reason I'm here in the first place is because I've never had it easy through my whole life. Right. I've always felt and picked myself up. Mm. I've never relied on my mom, my dad, or anything like that. Because when I did rely on them, they were never there. So over time, I got used to the fact that, you know what, when things are going down, pick yourself back up.
So do you feel you've built a resilience just to cope with life?
Everything that I'm doing right now is off my own back. Everything that I own is off my own back. Never asked my mom, my dad, help me. No, it's off my own back. Even when I'm down, I don't call. See it through.
And I commend you for actually sitting down here having this conversation with me, because that must have been a lot on you for you to be able to do all this thing all by yourself. Well done.
Thank you.
My next question for us to get to the next level is, have you actually reflected on personal reflection and see how this actually make you feel down in your heart?
I wish if I could express it in the safest way, where I'm not judged, where I can openly say, I think personally, instead of just saying it to people like yourself, I would love to have this conversation with even my mom.
Right.
And sit her down. Say, mom, maybe you've hurt me over these times because of this. Help me understand. Maybe explain or say something to me that will just make me relax or take away some of the weight I've got on top of my head.
Like a closure.
Yeah. Something like that.
And that's what we're doing right now. Sam, I want you to see me as that person that you can actually express yourself to correctly.
No, because right I don't want to cry, man. Because even right now, my lips are bubbling a little.
It's okay. Crying is a form of emotion that we have to release. So it's okay. It's okay. I got you. So, and like I always say, these are the thing that men go through that we actually don't realize. Men always have this ideology that men don't cry, men don't express, but no, we are actually human. As long as you have blood flowing through your vein, you're human, you have emotion, and anything can happen to you. You can be on this other side of the stick beating someone, and you can also be on the other side receiving this
thing. Getting beat.
It's actually both ways. And this is the stigma that we're trying to actually erase with men. Which is why I said earlier that I actually commend you for actually reaching out, because that's kind of touching to me. Like, I mean, I have a lot of, well, not a lot, but I've got a few men that actually coming out right now. But most of them will be able to sit and talk like this to the public, because now we're live. But they talk to me, I can share their story. But you sitting down here, I'm actually commending you. This is the start of the healing. Because
I'm hoping so.
Yeah, because after this show, we're going to have a one-on-one time. And then we're going to do more stuff. And I bet you we'll be in a better state. We'll be in a better state. So let's move forward. So you spoke about the interracial relationship that you had with your ex, and that's probably the reason why it didn't work. So what are the work that you guys put in to make it work, or do you guys just give up like when it's not working?
We were in love. That was my first love. I grew up in a school back in Scotland where I was like the only black guy in school in Scotland. I was quite shy. I was embarrassed to even be with a girl. Back then, I was popular. I even played rugby for Scotland at one point when I was 16. When I first laid my eyes on her, it was
tell us.
A mutual.
We love beautiful.
It was love at first sight.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Every little jokes, giggles, mm-hmm, this, that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know them. Yeah.
I do think when you remember all this beautiful moment, it gives you some smile. It makes you smile, isn't it?
Yeah. After everything that she's put me through, no.
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 Because I feel like sometimes when we reminisce, we should think about the good and the bad. But when
sometimes the bad outweighs the good.
I get you. So the bad has outweighed the good.
Thank you. Yeah.
And that's why the smile is not. But you're actually smiling right now when you were speaking about the love.
Which love?
When you spill out the love at first sight, there's a smile on your face.
No, I'm smiling because obviously, I'm with someone else now. I don't want to over. If she sees it, I'll be, you know what I mean?
I get it.
So you still think.
Okay, fair enough.
You get me in trouble.
I'm glad you're actually in the right place, in a better place with your current partner. So that's actually a good thing. Let's talk about the child. The story of the child, because that's a very important part of what we actually hear. So, how long have you been denied the access to your kids now? Or when was the last time?
It's been, I've not seen my kids since maybe October, September, something like that. Just after
the... It's over 6 months now.
Yeah, well, the holidays, 3-4 months. Maybe 4 months.
Right. So what was the arrangement before?
We had arrangements through court, basically, I would see my kids. Because even to get to that stage, it was a joke. The whole process is a joke. Like, we live in a country where anyone could just turn up to court. Like, I'm not going to speak for everyone because I know everyone's case is different. But if I can openly express myself without being judged or whatever.
Absolutely.
If you refer back to your question, what was the question again? Sorry.
Okay, I said, what was the arrangement?
The arrangement through court. Yeah, it was through court, basically. I'll see my kids like every 2 weeks and whatnot.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and then that changes? What changes that?
What changed? She made the change in the end.
Right.
After going through court for 4.5 years, it started off with... yes, you can see your kids. No, you can't see your kids. You can see your kids at a certain time, so I'll pick your kids. So just constantly, I've had to chase, do what she wanted instead of getting a solid agreement, getting it sorted and stick to it and whatnot. The agreement that we had in the end was 2 weeks. I'll have my kids for 2 weeks. They come overnight for 3-4 days over the weekend. If there's holidays, we'll kind of split the holidays and whatnot. And then that changed. She had enough of my son once everything was agreed.
Right.
We were doing well for a couple of months and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And then she decided, no, I don't want, my son's basically had enough of staying with me.
Okay.
Can you take your son over? And if you don't take him, I'll call the social service. She take my son, basically.
So
she wanted the council to take my son.
That's like a threat,
isn't it? But she meant it. I thought, like, right, your own kid, your blood kid, your son, like, what? Like, in my head, I was like, what? How? But 2 days later, I got a call from the council, basically, saying we've had a call from her. We've offered you help. She doesn't want any help, blah, 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 blah. Can you take your kid? You're the last option, basically.
Right.
Like that. So it was forced up on me.
Okay.
So I decided to take him. The reason I didn't answer quick enough, 2 days, I don't think 2 days, that's a massive change, first of all. 2 days, give someone time to reflect. I'm in a house with a new partner, new kid, blah, blah, blah. I need to think of all this, and I live in a one-bedroom house. So I had no choice. I took my son, it's my own kid, I took him. He came in, settled him in. Nicely, she was getting early help from the council and whatnot. Even they came to me. They realized that they came over to basically check over the house, make sure my son is going to be nice and comfortable.
Yeah,
if there's any help, anything I need help with and whatnot, and they turned around and said, "No, to be honest, they know that they can see that I know what I'm doing and whatnot." So they just let me get on with it. So 45 days later, I was doing a course online, for truck driving and whatnot. I got a call from the school just before I was going to go and pick my son up. From the head teacher, I got a call from the head teacher. Oh yeah, your baby mum's came and collected his son.
Why is that?
After 45 days. I don't know. I don't know. Without no communication, nothing. Just like that. I'm ready. I'm getting ready to go and collect my son, just like any other days.
Yeah.
She goes and collect him at school.
Right.
So, and then from there, I get one allegation in regards to my own son. And I call and I know it's not the truth. This is something that she's been doing for the longest of time. So yeah, that's what's changed basically. We had an agreement. She broke the agreement.
And after he collected the child, you're meant to go back to the council and tell them that she picked up the child and then they can.
No, I messaged her. I emailed her because we only communicate on a few emails. I emailed her that. Maybe next time, don't mess me and my family about. Like, what's the whole point? You want me to have him? I had him there. I had everything. Him. Was getting his passport. My son's also suffered with a little bit of ADHD. Well, I think he's got ADHD. Okay. I was going through that whole process of getting him sorted with to check if he's got ADHD and stuff like that.
Some assessment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All that was taken away within a split of God knows. Yeah.
So has she done all that now, or? What's the state of your son?
I have no communication at all.
So what are the channels that you're going through right now to get the communication back?
Like I said, this is a personal one because she went and made some false allegations. Okay. You get me?
That's fine. Mm. So how do you think the kids are feeling right now?
I mean, I feel like they're still kind of young. I would think that my kids just want to play and just be kids. They just want to be kids for now.
Right. The little time you had with them, are you hands-on? Mm. Were you very active in their lives?
Very, very, very. We were always out doing things. Oh, my son was my best friend. Like me. Oh.
How old is he, if I may ask?
He's turning 8 this year.
Okay.
My daughter, I don't want to.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. So you guys had a bond. You play football together.
My son was my best friend. He was... you go on my personal Facebook, everything, you'll see old pictures of me and my son. We went back to Africa and everything. He loved Africa. My son was my best friend. We even stayed in Africa together. So my son was my best friend. He was my first child. He's like me. We act the same. We kind of understand each other. He's very bubbly. He smiles. There's a lot.
Good. That's good. Right, guys. It's been very tense, so I think we need some break. We need I some water. Right, so we're going to go on a short break. But before we go, let me do a quick advert for you guys. So February 14th, Valentine. Yay! I know you lovers are out there thinking, yes. Right, I've got something for you guys. There's a show coming up on the 14th, which is a Saturday. And it's called Questionnaire Critically Funny. Right, this guy is actually funny, like for real. I've seen his show a couple of times, and I can tell you guys, you don't want to miss this show. You don't want to miss it. And guess what? I've got a ticket for someone. It might be two, but I can guarantee one at the moment. And that will come next week on the show. I'm going to announce the winner. And what you're going to do to win that, I will tell you before I finish the show today. So, but first of all, guys, go on your website and the website is, actually you can ask to get through me, I can get you a ticket if you want, but also is called ticketsource.co.uk, ticketsource.co.uk. Get your ticket for Critically Funny. There's tables, group tables, and there's a personal. You can get single ticket, you can get for family. February 14, 6 p.m. the show starts. And I'm going to be there. So for you that want to see me in person, yes, Posh P will be there. And we're going to have some good time together. So let's listen to a song by Whiskey this time around. Remember, we did Lagbaja before. We did Fela before. We're going to do Whiskey now. And the song is called Bad to Me. And I'll be back in a sec. We'll be right back.
cause in my way. This kind of body done they cause in my brain. I won't believe if you do I'm your way. Or if you want, if you do I'm my way. I wait, too short I don't take. You tell me and I know they go out one day. I know they care, say they buy my damn pray. Money on me, my no try. This kind love, yeah, wouldn't make me want more. Make a joke, make a feel am. Baby girl, you know I see you. Yeah, with the love to the morning. Bad girl addicted to me. Only you know how see they do me. Only you know how see they do me. Oh, oh, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. You're my yeah, 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 yeah. Casa mi go. From Miami go. Watch your get there. Baby, watch your get there.
My people, right, it's been fun so far, and it's been tense, it's been therapeutic, it's been, call it whatever you have as a name, but yeah. Right, so guys, rant of the day, which is the segment, rant of the day segment, I've got a rant for you guys today, but if you guys have your own rant, please send it, then I can say send to the TikTok, send it to my WhatsApp, then I can read that for you. Let's express today, let's actually express ourselves, and that's what Posh P is all about. So right, I'm with African Lad, and he's been expressing himself on the impact of broken arm that he has on him as a person, and so we're gonna go into the next topic. So right, is there anything you feel like you could have done better in this relationship? We need to do some accountability.
Yeah, of course, of course, of course. At the start of... wasn't ready for that question.
Right, do you want me to
come back? Because you know when you've been away from someone and you try not to look back?
Yeah.
Because you have to go through that process mentally of leaving your past behind you and moving forward. Yeah, I think
Because I feel like when it comes to therapy, that what we're talking about right now, I'm going to deal with you. I'm not trying to deal with the person that you, that dealt with you. I'll deal with you first. Then we have a... settled place where we are, then we can deal with whatever that's happened. So if you don't deal with the person, there's no way you can achieve the result that you want. And part of dealing is comes accountability,
of course.
Part of dealing comes what the impact.
I understand the question. It's just having to think on the spot straight away. Because it's something I would have wanted to take time to think of first. I think I was young. I think the biggest thing that hurt her personally was because I was sleeping around.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. I was young. Of course. Sleeping around and whatnot, yeah.
Okay, so you feel like that had a big impact on her?
Very, yeah, because I'll be honest, she loved me, like, deeply, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, emotionally, you were young. Mm. Where do you think you are right now emotionally?
Emotionally?
Compared to where we were back
I'm
then.
Numb.
You're numb? Mm. Right.
I'm emotionally numb.
Right.
I think with my head, not with my heart anymore.
With your heart.
Mm.
And why is that?
Like I said, I'm very expressive. So if I keep using my heart, it's either only going to hurt me or I'm going to hurt people around me, basically.
Mm. Right. I hear you.
Mm.
But at the same time, I don't think, right, this is my opinion, I don't think you activating your emotions will actually hurt anyone. It's actually good for yourself. Maybe that's one of the things we have to do privately when we do our session. Mm. Obviously, we can uncover some of the things that we probably need to do, you know, because I don't think any man should be numb.
Mm.
Feelings are there for a purpose, and you need to express it. And it's going to be for your own good at the end of the day. So you living in numb just means you're going with the flow. You're winging it. I don't like that. I know that's reality.
You said it.
I love that. You know what? I love it. How honest you are.
I'm very honest.
Like I'm blown away. I love it. I love it. I wish every person would be like this.
And I told you, I'm very emotional. That's where I get it from.
So you've actually perfected a coping mechanism for you to be able to go through all the bubbles. And that takes years to master. So I can see where you're coming from. It's actually, I can see more where you're coming from that word numb.
Mm.
It tells me a lot. But we're going to talk about... So right now, what do you want for yourself as a person?
I want a simple life.
Mm-hmm.
I want a simple life. I don't get carried away with watches, bags, blah, blah, blah. I don't get carried away with that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was born in the mud. Like, I've grew up around mud huts in village and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And I'm here now in the UK. This is massive for me. I've gone to Dubai, I've traveled around the world, I've tried to different places, been to Paris and whatnot.
You say simple, I want to know more. Simple life. I mean, what's simple to me might not be simple to
someone
else.
Simple to me.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm a bit more old fashioned. I don't know if it's old fashioned, I don't know if it's the mentality that I've got,
okay.
But I was raised in a household where the man stays in, the woman stays in the house and the man goes to work.
That's right.
That's my mentality.
That's right. Most
and
of us.
I would love, when I say simple, I would love to be that breadwinner. Mm-hmm. My wife stays at home. I bring in, come back in, the house is sorted, she's there, blah, blah, blah. We go out, do things as a family, whatnot. Just simple stuff. Just like that. Family is very important to me.
It's very important to you. And you want your kids around you.
Thank you. Mainly because it's something I never had. And I want that. You know, things that you never had as a child.
When I say, what do you want? That's actually where I'm trying to tailor my question to. Because you really want your kids around you. So how desperate do you want that? That's all I want to hear.
I've been extremely desperate. Extremely desperate. Where personally, I'll say it because I've started smoking because just to cope with it. And I know a lot of people as well that's been doing it just to cope with it. But I've been through a lot personally. But in terms of the kids, it has another effect. That's a different ballgame than in terms of my feelings.
If you guys have any question for African Lad, guys, drop the question now before we round up. So I'm going to go to the rant of the day in a minute. So my last question before we round up is, you have an idea of Posh P couch. Mm. Well, Posh P, this is Posh P. Mm. She is Posh P. Mm-hmm. The Posh P couch is the show, is what we do here.
Mm.
to talk. It's a safe space where people can talk. So you know me and you have an idea of me. Now that you've been on the couch, how do you feel before and after right now?
Well, mentally, I feel like I'm just glad that someone's at least sat down with me and listened. You know, even with your boys, sometimes it's like, just you see it, but they don't feel it in the same way. Like now we're talking, we're calm, we're not walking on the street watching a car, as well as talking about my feelings again. Like, yes, made me, I don't know, give me kind of hope that, yo, there's people out there that care to listen, at least. Yeah, I'm not expecting you to do much, but just sitting here and just listening to what I've got to say, or listening to my story without being judged. And yeah, it's good. What you're doing is good.
Thank you.
You should keep doing it.
And I wanted to know that it's not a one-off. This is me. And we can do more. I mean, we will do more, definitely. Outside the show, we'll do more. And I'll get you to a place I feel, or I can get you to mentally, and where you can actually... You need. We all deserve a fulfilled life, because I'm very big on mental health, because it's very, very important. Well, I used to tell people, if you don't get it right up there, there's no way you get it right physically.
And I don't know if you've watched my videos. At the end of every video, send out a positive message to the world. I don't do that for no reason. I know I'm doing it.
It's the best thing you can do. So, we're going somewhere. Posh Pit Couch is going somewhere. I started this 6 months now. I mean, five months, and I know where we are right now. It's not for profit. It's not for anything. It's the passion. It's what I love doing. I just want to see people happy. I just want to see them move from one stage to another, and that's my fulfillment.
Thank
you. I need to get to a fulfillment place also, and that's what we're gonna do definitely. So thank you for expressing yourself.
Wow, thank you.
Right, we're gonna go to rant of the day. Right, you're gonna hear this with me. So, we'll start with this. I want to rant about we lost out to Tyler on Grammy Awards. We have Davido was there, Wizkid, Burna Boy, all the big artists. And again, so I feel like we were being robbed. What's your opinion? Because I'm filming. I don't know if you know.
I didn't hear any Cameroonian names.
Actually, there's another African people. I don't know their name, but there's another nominee from Africa. But I don't know what country. I think Kenya or something. There's no Cameroon, sorry. I'm really sorry.
Get me out of that one. I don't want that.
You know there's no Cameroon there. You know, so I'm really, really fuming. Because I'm... As much as I don't want to take a side on this so-called big Nigerian artist, but I feel like what's Tyler doing right that we are not, that made her win another Grammy?
Well, sometimes I think some of these things are inside jobs. I don't know, but that's what I don't know. Sometimes that's what I think anyway. Well, you can never trust it.
I don't like. After, because I remember 2 years ago with the other song, Water, where she won her first Grammy. And that was a big one also, but we let it slide. We let it slide. And for her to actually win another one, yo. I'm a South African fan, by the way. I've been South African 6 times. So no shade to South Africans. I love you people. You know I love you anyway. It was not nice. Anyway, right, guys, I told you about Critically Funny, which is the show that is coming up on Valentine's Day, February 14. The venue is in Ukrainian Culture Center. If you can't get tickets before then, there's a ticket at the door. So if you bring yourself right there to Ukrainian Culture Center, you're going to get your ticket. So I'm going to do... So whoever send me... It's rant of the day. So I'm going to go. So there's going to be. So from now till next week, I expect rant of the day. I expect 10 rants of the day between now and next week. So whoever has the number 5th one that comes in wins the ticket. That is the criteria. So if you are the 5th person,
then you get a ticket. So it's either you send 10 or you send 2. Find a way to get that ticket. I've got a free ticket for you. And if I'm blessed, or if my producer, because he is one of the people that organize the show, you know, you might be blessed with another one, but I'm giving you one. So I feel like, so what would the last thing would you like to say before we close the show today, African Lad? Is there anything you want to say? I mean, you can talk to us about your brand and everything. Let's you know, let's push that.
In regards to my brand, first of all, I go by, obviously, Mr. African Lad. I am looking to travel around the world because, first of all, I want to get to know different cultures. I want to promote people. If you're a singer, dancer, you're whatever, you boxer, whatever it is, as long as it's different, something I've not done yet, I want to come and record it. I've actually got one coming up, I think next week or maybe the week after. There's a band performing at Manchester Rugby. That's way in Wivenshaw, on the Wivenshaw side. So if you got anything on, just let me come. I'll record it, video it, do my thing. And you just keep doing your thing. What I will say though, in regards to obviously what we this interview that we've done today. Mm-hmm. First of all, thank you for listening to my story. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed it. Nearly got me in tears a couple of times as well. That's when I wear the glasses. But yeah, especially guys and women out there, guys, if you do split up. And if things don't work out, please do not use your kids to get as a weapon to get at the other person. It's the most personally disgusting thing you can ever do from my view. Yeah, if you things don't work out, it didn't work out. It's not the end of the world. Mm-hmm. But don't use your kids. That's all I'm gonna say. Other than that, once again, thank you for having
me. Right. So thank you, everyone. That's it from African Lad. I don't think there's, under no circumstances, should we use our kids as a tool to punish our partner. I don't think it's right. It's not good for their mental health. It's not good for the kids. It's not good for even you yourself, because it's a burden. You're doing two people's work. So it's not the best thing to do. And on that note, it's been a pleasure talking to you guys. I love you guys. And I shall see you next week, Monday, as usual. Until then, stay safe. God bless you. Bye.
The African giants are awake.
If it is for me, surely come to me. They no feed on me for what? Man, they cash out, man, they jump. No go change your number to buy passport. If you try to shoot love for everybody, no forget your party to buy passport. If you try to shoot love for everybody.
The sun is rising and not where the sun is setting.
stations.
Radio Africano.
All of a sudden, everything changed, my priorities different. The boys wanna lock in, fit fun, stay clean, we dey walk on the weekend. No more, I don't want all of the girls in the world anymore. I'm learning to be patient. So tell me, cause I'm still looking for something. Something that will take a ready body. See me, you want to, I do want to. See me, you want to, I do want to. All of a sudden, everything changed, my perspective different. Now the life of an hustler, I know what I want, so nobody go hurt me. I just stack up my dividends, double the money, now body go tell you. I'm learning to be patient. So tell me cause I'm still looking for something. Something that will take a ready body. See me, you have to write to me.
Baby.